man. It's another day's journey. Anybody glad about it? Amen. Just glad to be in his service one more time. Amen. Is there anybody in here that woke up like me this morning that said, I woke up with this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus, because it ain't no harm to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Is there anybody in here that was like, I got to get to 9:20 as soon as possible because there's a praise that I got. There's a praise in my belly. There's a praise on the inside. I still got a praise inside of me. Is there anybody in here that came to praise God no matter the circumstances, no matter how you feeling, no matter how life is looking right now? You still understand, if I get to the house of God with some other like-minded Christians, some like-minded individuals that love the same God that I love, I understand that God got me and God gonna begin to turn my situation around. Is there anybody in here this morning that simply came not to show nobody how good you look, not to show nobody that you just got your hair twisted, not to show nobody you just got your hair cut, but just came to this morning to show somebody that God still loves me? And because God still loves me, y'all see me shake my head like I have some hair. God still loves me, and because God still loves me, I understand I got to give God something that he can't give himself. Amen. So as y'all, so I need y'all to do something. Since y'all are the lucky contestants, amen. Y'all are the winners, amen, for today's service. Because y'all are already here. Y'all gonna help us. Anybody else coming here, they gonna understand that they coming into an atmosphere of praise, amen. They coming into an atmosphere of some people that understand. I didn't have to make it to see June 15th, 2025, but God did it. Some people that when they come in here, they're gonna be like, why are they praising like that? Because we understand that we may not be where we wanna be, but we ain't where we used to be. And we understand that we made it. We made it, and because we made it, we can keep on making it day after day. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Our scripture reading this morning comes from Romans 8 and 18. And it says, for I reckon that the sufferings of these present times are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed. Romans 8 and 37 says, nay, in all these things, somebody need to hear this, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principality, nor powers, nor present, nor anything to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of his most holy and precious word. We're going to have prayer this morning by Reverend Kendrick.
Precious God, we just come into this place today, Father, asking that you would just empower us, Father. Fill us to the point of overflowing.
Yeah.
Withholding nothing from you, God. Work your gifts in us and through us, that the kingdom of God may be manifested in our lives.
Yeah.
We come into this place and into this place to forget about ourselves and concentrate on you. We just want to worship you this morning, God, for who you are. We elevate our minds and our hearts to worship you, welcoming in a sweet communion. Father, we just need you. We need you in this place, Father. If there's any thoughts or mindsets, Father, spirits or ideas, Father, that may be in us that will hinder us from entering into a place of worship with you, remove it right now. Father, we come asking that you would just lift up the man and woman of God of this house, Father. Give them strength where they're weak, Father, as you elevate them and take them into a new place, Father, of understanding, Father. We thank you for what you're doing in this place. And for the man that will be bringing the word today, Father, man or woman of God, Father, we ask that you would lift them up. Give them peace of mind. Give them clarity, Father, to be able to hear from you and to be able to say what saith the Lord today. These things we ask in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
everything, of everything.
An awesome ruler, and I call the King,
the King.
No matter what the devil tries to do, he's a mighty savior for you. Oh, oh, he's my Lord and Savior of everything.
Everything.
He's an awesome ruler, and I call the King.
The King.
No matter what the devil tries to do, he's a mighty savior for you. Try and help me, he's the Lord. Say,
he's the Lord and Savior
of everything.
Of everything.
He's an awesome ruler.
He's an awesome ruler.
I call him King.
And I call him King.
No matter what.
No matter what.
The devil tries to do.
The devil tries to do.
He's a mighty savior. He's mighty,
mighty.
Yeah.
morning got joy, unspeakable joy. Anybody here this morning got joy, unspeakable joy. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. Joy unspeakable, my pathway is bright. Anybody here got joy? Joy unspeakable joy. Anybody here came in here and said, I got joy, unspeakable joy. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. Joy unspeakable, my pathway is bright. Y'all came a little pretty today. Y'all ain't feeling praise today. I see everything is raining outside, and you made it to the best house in the city. Amen. You made it to the best house in the city. You made it to the house where they praise is great. You made it to the house where we praise God no matter the circumstances. No matter what it looked like, we still got a praise inside of us. Amen.
altar call time is that one. You may have a burden that you decided at this point that you wanted to leave with the Lord, and you were tired of trying to handle it on your own. You were ready for the Lord to fight your battle for you. If that's you, will you come this morning? If that's you, will you come this morning? If you don't want to come down by yourself, grab somebody's hand close to you and ask them when they make the walk with you. If that's you, would you come this morning? Declares to us in Jeremiah 33:3, to call out to me and I will answer thee, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. The Bible also declares in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I have towards you, thoughts of good and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. The Bible declares to us in Isaiah 40, around the 31st verse, that said, even the youth shall faint and get weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall have renewed strength. They shall mount up with the wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The Bible declares to us in Psalms 23 that the Lord is our shepherd, that he has everything. The Bible declares to us in Psalms 27 that the Lord is our light and our salvation. Of whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of our life. Of whom shall we be afraid? When the wicked, even our enemies, come upon us to eat up our flesh, they stumble and fail. Though a host encamp against us, the war rise against us. In this we got to be confident that one thing we should desire of the Lord, that we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Gosh, if you jump down onto the 14th verse, it says, wait on the Lord. And be of good courage, and he'll strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Whatever it is this morning, if you trust God with it, I promise you, I got a funny feeling and a sneaky suspicion that you'll begin to see him begin to shift that thing for the better. You'll begin to see him shift that thing, because you understand that if God be for you, then who can be against you? Yes, this morning that he would order our steps in his word, that he would bridle our tongues, let our words edify his name. He said in his word, for I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto thee. It's just in you, you ought to just give him praise. Because it's something about when you praise God in the midst of your circumstances, when you praise God when it ain't popular to praise God, it begins to confuse the enemy. It begins to confuse the enemy. It begins to make the enemy wonder how you smiling when you should be crying. How you happy when you know you got more money than you got money. Father God, we thank you this morning. We come leaning and depending on you. When you said in your word that you'll never leave us, that you'll never forsake us. We come thanking you this morning, God, just for waking us up this morning, holding us in our right mind and giving us the use of the activity of our legs. And for that, we tell you thank you, Lord. We thank you that we can call on your name, for you're an awesome God. You're our everything. You're the reign over our lives. You're the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You're the Alpha and the Omega, God. You're everything that we need you to be, and we want to tell you thank you this morning. Now, God, you know the prayer requests of those that come forward this morning. We ask that you would meet them where they're at. Because, like, God, I understand something. If you meet them where they're at, you're able to take them where they need to be. Father God, cover them like only you can. Put your loving arms around them like only you can. Let them know, God, that you're right there. When they only see one set of footprints, it's because you was carrying them through the storm. Father God, I know some of your people this morning feel like they've been through the storm and the rain. But God, be so thankful this morning that they made it. They've had some hard times, but they made it. They've had some difficult times, but they made it. We thank you, God, this morning that we can just look up towards heaven and tell you that we made it. We made it another day that was not promised. And for that, we tell you thank you. Now, Father God, we ask for a shift in this service, Father God. A shift in this atmosphere, God. Move like only you can in this atmosphere, Father God. This is your service. Have your way. Have your way. Settle here, God. Settle here, God. Come on and take your seat, God. Our burdens are at your feet. Come on, God, and settle here. We welcome the Holy Spirit into this place. Have your way, God. Sit with us, God. Dwell with us, God. Shift this atmosphere right now. Make it conducive for what you would have it to be. Shift this atmosphere right now, God. We move out of the way and allow you to do what you do best. Come on, God, make this your dwelling place. Make this your place of residence, God. We call it on your name. We ask when it's all over said and done that you will be glorified. That the sinner will be edified, but most of all that the devil in hell will be horrified. If y'all do me a favor, before you turn around and go to your seat, just grab the person next to you and hug them real tight. Somebody needed this morning. And while you're hugging them, just tell them I love you. Tell them I love you. And I need you to survive. I need you to survive. It's been getting really hard on me lately, but I need you to survive. Whatever it is, tell them I need you to survive. Tell them I need you to pray for me. I won't harm you with words in my mouth, but I need you to pray for me. Thank you. every day.
This morning, as we give our tithes, we believe God for jobs and better jobs, raises, bonuses, benefits, sales, and commissions, favorable settlements, estates, and inheritance. We believe God for interests and income, rebates and returns, scholarships and fellowships, checks in the mail. Let me stop right there and tell y'all something. So y'all see that black cardboard outside, amen? I'ma tell you that you gotta believe it. That black cardboard outside, the place I bought it from, they never gave me my title and everything. So yeah, I've been riding around illegal, but I got that badge and I got an email that says that I can drive around like that, amen? Amen, amen. So I got a call a couple weeks ago and said, hey, these people, they didn't do what they were supposed to do. So we did a complaint on your behalf to the bond company for them. The bond company's gonna reach out to you and they gonna let you know what they're gonna do. I said, okay. I wasn't really looking for the bond company to reach out and tell me nothing really big. But let me tell you something, when you believe God, when you are faithful to God, he'll do what he said he'll do, amen. Hey man, I got an email this week and it said, we've already confirmed with everybody verbally, but we want to confirm with everybody. And they gave me an amount. The amount was a very nice amount. It said, as we believe God for interest and income, rebates and returns, scholarships and fellowship, checks in the mail. Keisha, there's a check on the way. It's going to be a check in the mail. Direct deposits, gifts and surprises, finding money. Bills paid off. Don't forget to keep walking by that car and telling God, God, these is your car payments. God, I trust that you can pay this thing off. God, I don't have another payment because God, you will pay this thing off. Debts demolished. How many of you got some debts in this house? I tell you to stand on your feet and praise God like them debts is already demolished. Royalties received. Because we don't just give money with, we give money with a mission, money with a purpose. Money with a destiny, money with an assignment. We are 2 Corinthians 9 and 8 believers. God will. God will. God will. God will. You will catch it when you get home. God will. God will generously provide all we need. Then we will always have everything we need and plenty left over to share with others. Hallelujah. It's harvest time. The Bible said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith. Said the Lord of hosts, if I have not opened you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you would not have room enough to receive. Then the Bible goes on to say, faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. God loves a cheerful giver, amen. Amen. Sister Tanisha's holding the basket for greater praise. If you want to give to greater praise on Cash App. Amen. That's $ greater praise. BC06. Again, that's $ greater. Praise BC06. If you want to give to DAP, that's the baskets of Tasha holding. That's $ church DAP1. $ church DAP1. To those that be making that Cash App go off on my phone in the middle of the night, greater praise. Thanks you, amen. And there ain't no small Cash App. We receiving money, because we don't just give money with a money because we got to. We give money with a mission, money with a purpose, and money with an assignment. Those that make that Cash App go in the middle of the night, that show me that y'all said, I got to give God his first fruits. I said, you been a little too excited about that money because I see what the Lord is doing. Well, both sides, please stand. Face the middle aisle and fall direction of the usher in the rear. Amen. Hey, Rock. In my office, my iPad is on this side of my desk. Can you grab my iPad and the paper sitting on top of it?
God and Father, we thank you for the seeds as well as the seed sowers. Continue to watch out for us. Continue to show us who you are. Continue to show us that you're all-knowing, that you're everything we need you to be. We thank you right now. We plead the blood of Jesus over this service. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray as we say,
help me to make it through all my storms.
the same. Since Jesus came in my body, he condemned my wrong. Showed me what was right. He picked me up and turned me all around. And he placed my feet on the holy ground.
Someday
we shall all be changed.
Yes, he washed us
because he died for your sins and mine. Because he washed us.
and he washed us white as snow. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. I'm going to say it one more time. Maybe I'm not speaking loud enough, but to God be the glory for the things that he has done. Is there anybody in here that had any moments in your life that you had to understand that to God be the glory was all you had? You didn't have some situations or some circumstances in your life that you had to understand. To God be the glory was all I had to get through. God be the glory for the things that he has done. So, well, what has he done for me? Well, the fact that you're looking at me, that tells me that he woke you up this morning. He allowed you to put one foot in front of the other. You didn't fall on your face, but you walked into the Lord's house. He allowed you to make it over them dangerous highways and byways. I'm sure y'all got the same ears I got. Y'all's might be a little bit better than mine. About 4 o'clock this morning, there was some thundering that was really wreaking havoc. But he allowed you to make it. Okay, okay. The tornadoes went around you. He allowed you to make it. That semi that was kind of drifting over because the driver was really at his sleep limit, but he didn't allow you to hit it. Y'all gonna catch it in the middle. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. This morning, we're going to work on praise this morning. Amen. Amen. You would journey with me to Psalms 5, 11, and 12. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But before we get started, Tanya going to play this little clip for y'all. Amen. If you didn't get it today, I'm going to talk to y'all on the topic. I'm going to put a praise on it. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. You will stand for the reading of the word. I'll read it from two versions, the NIV and the Message Bible.
NIV reads this, "But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love you, love your name, may rejoice in you. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous and you surround them with your favor as with a shield." The Message Bible reads this, "But you'll welcome us with open arms when we run for cover for you. Let the party last all night. Stand guard over our celebration. You are famous, God, for welcoming God seekers and for decking us out in the light." For the time that is ours, I won't be before you long, but I want to speak to you on the topic of, I'm going to put a praise on you.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on. I'm going to put a praise on it. You can't be seated in the presence of God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, this week I was laying there, and you know sometimes when you turn on Tubi, it just keep on playing movies.
Come on. Yeah, yeah.
When you turn on Tubi, it just figures out that you want to keep watching movies that got something to do with this.
Yes.
Watching The Temptations. But when The Temptations went off, I heard little Anna Mae Bullock singing, "It Didn't Look Like Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine." And, you know, I learned that Pastor Wyatt, I was put a song on in front of my message and everything. I was going to put Tasha Cobb on there. I'm putting praise on it. But I had to look at Anna Mae Bullock in this essence. And because in here, I see the little Anna Mae Bullock, that she didn't worry how Miss Lulu Faye was feeling. I don't know if that was a name, but you'll not know how they named her back in the day. She didn't worry about how Miss Lulu Faye was feeling, but she's understood something. Anna Mae had a praise in her mouth. She had a praise in her mouth. She had a praise that she was trying to. So she didn't care what Miss Lulu Faye was saying. She still was understood. And the distant light of mine, she had to let it shine.
Yeah, yeah.
This little baby every time come up and tell her, she said, "We ain't gonna be doing this. You ain't gonna be doing this." And she told her, you know, the words they used back in them days.
All right.
Yeah.
Little Anna Mae, you see her, she said, "This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine."
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm gonna let it shine.
Yeah.
She didn't even trip when Miss Lulu Faye grabbed her by the ear and walked out of church. Did y'all see that? Did y'all catch that? Even though she had somebody that was had her under arrest, she still walked out that thing crazy. So I had to bring it home. I had to bring it to 2025. I understood that maybe back then there wasn't a Jay Moss. But little Anna Mae, when I looked at her, Tasha, I understood that little Anna Mae probably felt like this, that I got a praise on the inside. I can't keep to myself. There's a hollow stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy. I may be afraid, because praise is the way I say thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I said, "Well, what is praise? Do you telling us about praise? But can you help me understand what praise is?" I'm so glad you asked.
All right.
Praise is a happy experience.
Right.
Praise is uplifting.
Yeah.
Come on. Praise is something that no matter how you feel, when you get into an atmosphere of praise, it ought to change how you feel about it. You say, "Well, how you gonna tell me to do that?" Well, if you would journey with me over to Psalms 100, it says, "Shout for joy to the Lord. All the earth worship the Lord with gladness." What does that relate to? That relates to being happy.
Yes.
Because when you sad, you ain't too glad.
Come on.
But when you happy, when you glad, it says, "Shout unto the Lord with gladness. Shout unto the Lord with joyfulness. Shout unto the Lord with some understanding that no matter what comes, no matter what goes, I'm still going to be all right."
Yeah. Yeah.
So worship the Lord with gladness. It says, come before him with joyful songs. That's why you hear us sing them songs and everything. You might be like, "Why are you singing this song again?" Because there's a joy that comes with singing the song.
Yeah, yeah.
It says, sing unto the Lord joyful songs.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Number 3 says, know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep are his pasture. We are his people. Let me walk down your street in case you feel like you have become your own. You still under God's authority. Amen. You still under God's authority. And because you're under God's authority, you got to help God out. You always look for him to help you out.
All right.
You got to always look for God to help you out. "God, I need this. God, and I promise you, God, if you can allow me to get this, God, I know that, trust me, God, I ain't gonna never do it again." And then you go right back and do it and everything. But you got to understand, you are his people. And he created you to do something that he couldn't do himself. He said, "I created you to give me praise." And then he even gave you something else. He said, "If you praise me, I'll begin to activate in your life. I'll begin to make blessings begin to pour down on you. He said that when praises go up, then blessings come down. You got to understand something. No matter how it looks, no matter how you feel, you still got to give it praise. It says something else that we just sometimes forget. We walk in them doors, y'all got to pretend them as gates. Amen. Can y'all go with me in your cerebral cortex and have a hyperbolic praise? Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, when you enter into the doors of 920, you're entering into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with what?
Praise.
Praise. So that means when you come to the door, I know that light bill $344, but understand, when you come into the Lord's house, you don't know, we might be, I don't know this, don't take this, we might be paying bills that Sunday, man. Amen. But you understand something, when you enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts of praise, it said be thankful. Be thankful. Well, the Lord ain't done nothing for me this morning. Well, he done something for you on yesterday. Yeah, he done something for you on the day before. And if you say they ain't done nothing for you today, you a lie. The truth ain't in you. I told you this morning he woke you up. He started you on your way. And because he done that, he done something for you. You might ain't got the money that you want. You might ain't got the house that you live in, but you ain't living under a bridge. You're not part of our homeless initiative. You still got some vittles in your refrigerator. You got some hog head cheese and some crackers that you can put together if you get low enough, amen. Catch Tanisha, you might got some food that she might have got left over somewhere and she give it to you.
Psalms
150 is a call to praise God, emphasizing the diverse ways to express worship. It is an encouraging praise in God's sanctuary in the heavens for his mighty deeds and for his greatness. We have to, you understand that when we praise God, we can use many different instruments as well as expressions. Because when we use these things, we understand that we are calling on God. We're doing it in the morning. Y'all understand when I open church and everything for y'all to get here at 11 o'clock sometime and everything? There's a call to worship. There was a call to worship. See, this didn't start right here, Vincent, when I started preaching. This started this morning. There was a call to worship. And the call to worship was to begin to understand, to activate the praise, and to allow the praise to come into his house.
Right, right.
You understand something? And if you just journey with me to Psalms 150:6, you understand that is the grand finale declaring that everything that ought to have breath, praise the Lord. Praise. Fully activated, should shift this atmosphere. You still wondering? What does it mean to praise thee? Can you tell me what it means to put a praise on it? Again, I'm so glad you asked. It means that when you up, you got to put a praise on it. When you're down, you got to put a praise on it. When you got money, you got to put a praise on it. When you got more money than you got money, you got to put a praise on it. And no matter the diagnosis, you got to put a praise on it. Your kids ain't acting like you want to die, you got to put a praise on it. Your spouse might not be acting like you want to die, you got to give praise on it. By now, you got to understand that no matter what comes, no matter what goes, no matter what it looks like, you got to praise your way through. I got to praise my way through, because you got to understand, you can't keep worrying about the things of this world. The Bible tells us in Romans that be ye not conformed to this world, be transformed the world by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So when you're not conformed to this world, you're not worrying about this world, you're not worrying what the world tell you they going to do to you, because you understand that I got to put a praise on it, because I know God still got it. Simply this. Now you got to put a praise on it, because this joy, this joy that you have, the world didn't give it to you, and they can't take it away. You got to understand something, that you got to put a praise on it, because as the kid, as they sung this morning, Ava, you was a little late, it was your daddy's fault, it wasn't yours, but this morning they sung a song that said, I got joy, unspeakable joy. And the alto said, I got joy. Y'all heard that today, y'all heard it before. You got to have understand that joy is what helps you to understand that I can press on anyhow.
Come on.
How does joy help me to understand that I can press on anyhow? Well, joy helps you to understand that I have to understand I got to have a positive aura about me. I got to have a positive being about myself. I can't walk around here with negativity and feeling like the way the world is always on my shoulders. I got to be joyful in all I do.
Come on, son.
I got to be joyful when it looks good.
don't feel good, when it don't look good, I still got to be joyful.
Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Why do I got to be joyful? Because if you understand, if you've been in church any time, you didn't understand something, that with joy comes strength.
Yeah. Yeah.
Said, how is that? Well, the Bible tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yeah.
And if you got the Lord in your life and you got joy, then you got some strength.
Come on,
you got some strength for the journey, then no matter what comes, no matter what goes, God still loves you.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Said, okay, I'm coming around the mountain. Here I come. I'm getting with you. My first point. My first point is this, that joy can thrive because of the release of a conjunction.
Come on, son.
The joy can thrive because of the release of a conjunction.
Mm.
So what are you saying here? If you look at that scripture that I read this morning, the first thing that it says is but. But is a connecting conjunction that connects one thing to another.
Yeah. Come on, come
have you ever been in a situation, but God worked it out for you? Have you ever been about to go on time, but God made a way out of the way? Have you ever been up against the wall, but God moved you out of the way? Have you ever been on your job and you knew that you were supposed to get fired, but God made a way? You was in the courthouse, no, you was looking at 25 to life, but God made a way. Is there anybody in here this morning that got a but God moment? Still working it out. Joy can thrive because of the release of a conjunction. Because we understand the Bible tells us a few things, and I wanted to encourage you this morning with this. That Matthew 19 and 26 says, Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Romans 8 and 25 says, but if we hope for what we do not have, yet have, we will wait patiently for it. 1 Timothy 6 and 6, that but godliness with contentment is a great gain. 1 Corinthians 15 and 57 says, but thanks be to God who gives us victory through Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6 and 14 said, for sin shall no longer be your master because you are not under the law but under grace.
Yeah.
Anybody in here glad that his grace is sufficient for
them?
You glad that his grace is sufficient for them? He said, for in your weakness did you make strong.
Yeah.
He said, therefore you are glory in infirmities, glory in persecution, glory for his name's sake. For when you are weak, then you are strong. He said, then how you keep telling me to be joyful and I feel like this? You got to put a praise on it.
Come on.
Got to put a praise on it. I told y'all last Sunday I've been feeling some type of way. But even in feeling some type of way, I had to turn off King George Radio, Tashi, and I had to turn on Ricky Dillon Radio.
Come on.
Because King George will tell me, can't stay too long. I got to keep moving. But Ricky Dillon gonna say, all of my help comes from the Lord. Sometimes I can't hear King George. Sometimes I need to hear John P. Key say that I made it over. I need to hear Kirk Franklin say stump or something like that. If I really just go back down memory lane, I have to go to my voice memos in my phone, Tasha, and I gotta hear Robbie say, please say a prayer for me.
All right.
You gotta understand that sometimes in the moments when you wanna indulge in everything else in the world, sometimes that's when you need to be getting closer to God. You've heard this before. God waking you up in the middle of the night, not because of thunder, but when he just wake you up out of your sleep.
Yeah.
Sometimes he's trying to talk to you. He's trying to have a little conversation with you. You got to quit taking advantage of them moments and say, Lord, what is it that you need me to hear?
Amen.
Because if you take advantage of those situations, then you'll understand he'll give you joy. He'll give you joy in those things that you've been wrestling with, those things that you feel have been holding you back and everything. So it's not by happenstance that you're just waking up. Yeah, I know you feel like you're thirsty or something. No, to take a little second after you get your water, sit on the side of the bed and say, God, I have refreshed myself. Now what?
Right.
Now what do you have for me?
Right.
Secondly, joy can thrive because our reassured confidence.
Yes.
In the text, he says to stand guard over our celebration, which tells us that God takes pleasure in us lifting up his name.
Right.
He takes pleasure in us lifting up his name. When we begin to call on his name, he understands that that's an unusual sign.
Come on.
Yes.
That's an unusual sound because all the time we don't call on him enough that we call on him sometimes. We call on him when we feel like it. We call him on him when it gets real tough. So your voice sometimes sounds like an unusual voice to him. So when he really hears you crying out, he said, "Oh, let me take a deeper listen. Because that's Rob calling on me right now. And Rob is calling on me. He's praising my name. He takes delight in you praising his name, and he covers you and he gives you reassurance." Don't you understand? Period. True religion is living a life of complacency and having total dependency.
Yes,
sir. All right. Have you ever got to the point where you just wanted to live and totally depend on God? You were worried about nothing else, but you just said, "Lord, I'm totally depending on you. Lord, because I understand if you brought me to it, you'll take me through."
Yeah.
I understand, God, that if you be for me, God, who can this world be against me?
Yeah.
I understand, God, that laying all these things, I'm more than a conqueror to me.
Yeah.
And God, because I know that your word will not come back void, because you said before my word comes back void, heaven and earth will pass away. God, I understand I can't keep wallowing in my self-pity, but I got to put a praise on it. Follow Great Praise a couple of weeks ago, Pastor Wyatt put this statement on there about why we are created to give God praise.
Amen.
We cause God, when we give God praise, we cause God to understand that we are thankful for what he's done for
us.
And number two, that we understand why we were created.
Alright.
You were created in his image and his likeness. Yeah, you might look like your mama, you might look like your daddy or somebody, but you were created in his image and his likeness. When you were born in your mother's womb, he had already knew what you were predestined to be.
Alright.
And because of this, we understand something. That our praise is what's going to take us to the next level. Let us also learn from David to pray not for ourselves only, but for others. For all good people, for all that trust in God and love his name. So first we have that joy can thrive because of the release of a conjunction. Secondly, joy can thrive because our reassuring confidence. Thirdly, joy can thrive because we remain conceived.
Come on. Come on!
Joy can thrive because we remain concealed. In Psalms 27, it said he'll hide in the secret place of his tabernacle. You got to understand, when you serve the God that you serve, he will hide you. He will put a hedge of protection around you. He'll put a shield around you. The last part of the scripture let us know that God will, again, there's that, God will cover us and favor us.
Amen.
And that we are safe under his protection and his favor. We understand something, that a shield in war only guards one side. But the favor of God is to the saints' defense on every side. You ask, well, can you give me an example of what God's protection looked back? Well, if you've been part of the Great Praise long enough, then you understand that one of Pastor Wyatt's favorite passage of scripture is Job. Job was a man that God had God's protection. Job was a man that had God's shield all around him. Job was a man that understand that naked I came into this world and naked I shall depart. May the name of the Lord glory be praised. Job was somebody that understood no matter what it looked like. You know what the Bible said. It said that they were at the kid's house and they were having a party. And winds came and it took, and the messenger said, "I'm the only one that made it out." There was some cattle that Job had in the field, and he said that all your cattle was gone because there was some tornadic activity. He said, "But I'm the only one that made it out." Have you ever been in a situation in your life where you were saying, "God, I know what everything around me looked like, but God, I thank you because I'm the only one made it out." Is there anybody in here this morning that simply understands that no matter what it looked like, I gotta put a praise on it? No matter how I feel, I gotta put a praise on it. No matter how things may feel like they're gonna turn into, I gotta put a praise on it. Because I understand that if God be for me, then who can be against me? So understand something this morning. I'm thankful that joy can thrive because the release of a conjunction. That joy can thrive because my reassured confidence. And joy can thrive because we I can remain concealed. Is there anybody in here this morning that you came in here with it on your back, but you came and declared this morning that what was on your back is now under your feet? If there's you stand up on your feet and put a praise on your foot. Come on, y'all, I dare you to put a praise on it. I dare you to
ready to turn around. Is there anybody here that came to put a praise on? I'm going to put a praise on it because this joy that I got, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. I'm going to put a praise on it because I understand and I know that all things work together for the good of them that love me. And I call according to his purpose. I'm going to put a praise on it. Put a praise on it. Because he didn't have to let it be, but he did. I'm going to put a praise on it because I understand that if I praise him, I begin to confuse the enemy. I begin to make the enemy wonder why is he praising and he know what's coming for him. Because the Lord, joy of the Lord is my strength.
Thank you for second chances.
Thank you for another opportunity, another chance to get it right. You gave us another chance. The doors of the church are open. Is there one? Is there one? I dare you to dance your way down this aisle and tell the Lord, Lord, this morning I just come to put a praise on it. I come to put a praise on it. I dare you to praise.